people say that our souls sign up for things before we come down to earth. And on that level, I'm talking about that these people, that, I mean, there are some gurus that said that, that these people or souls that take on this, all this awful, awful karma, we should really, really thank them because they are the ones who have to deal with it and they're willing to do it for our awakening.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, I live here on earth. I have to deal with what is going on down here. It's good for me to have that perspective because it makes it easier for me to do these things without hate in my heart. And you're talking about families that have lost children and things like that. I can totally understand if they are so messed up. I mean, if somebody had hurt my family, I have no idea how I would react, but exactly, I am in this fortunate situation so far that I have not had to experience that.
No. Listen, I've got another question. Actually, this question comes from the Seeking Solutions group in Powell Talk. Hi to all you guys listening. They're streaming this show live in their Powell Talk room, which is fantastic. Hi to Bertie and Dinny.
I feel honored.
That's great. It's out there all over the place. It's not just here, you know. The question is, what does he, I'm presuming that's you, Ollie, think about Snowden getting some kind of Nobel Peace Prize? Ooh. That was the question.
It is a tricky one because Snowden is a big question mark in my world. Because it's very, very difficult once you get into this world of conspiracies and you see how they work and how they create, they control the opposition as well. You know, that they give us heroes, like they infiltrate a group. Often if they infiltrate a group, they will have at least two infiltrators. And then often they let one of the infiltrators, reveal the other one. You know, pull his cover so that they would say, oh my God, that's the bad guy, that's the bad guy. And then they will turn the other infiltrator and treat him as a hero and lift him up into a position of admiration and all of this. And from that point on, he will be treated with great admiration and trust and so on. Mm. Snowden came in a very strange way, I thought. He just popped up on the scene like a beaming light. I'm not saying this for sure at all. There's a big question mark. I'm confused when it comes to him because I believe that a lot of the things that he says is true, but at the same time, how he came forward and so on was it smelled a lot like an arranged event.
It did smell a bit, but also it was quite well done in comparison to all the other, obvious farces that are going on. He was treated badly apparently, and he was put in, you know, he was incarcerated and all the rest of it. So, you know, it was fairly believable to most. A bit like the Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks thing, you know.
It's very hard to know these things.
And but it's funny,
if he is for real, if he is real, I would say go for it when it comes to peace prize. I mean, come on, Henry Kissinger, one of the worst war criminals ever, have been given the, and Obama.
Obama was given it, for God's
sake. So give it to Snowden, for God's sake. Mm. I mean, even if he is not totally who he is, he still deserves it for whatever he's given up. Yeah. So far.
And I just heard that, I mean, I don't know whether you know much about this, and I only heard a little bit about it, but leading up to the New Zealand elections, which is very, it means there must be some great importance there to the, that they kept the fascist Nazi in his position, because he's back in his position, that Julian Assange and Snowden were over there on a sort of a tour of New Zealand at the time of the elections.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I must look into that. I've got a couple of New Zealand contacts, so I'm going to see what they say. But yes, it just felt very strange that, you know, that all this information was happening and being revealed about New Zealand and about WikiLeaks and about Snowden, and they happened to appear in New Zealand the week of the elections over there. So they must have been trying to push something, some sort of agenda.
It's very confusing sometimes. Mm. It really is. Do you know, like, somebody who I really used to respect very much was Noam Chomsky, who is, I mean, he, I think over the years he's put forward incredible information and with great depth about different areas in society, how they've been manipulating us and so on. And then he's been asked about 9/11, and suddenly he just says, I don't understand why even bother look at it. You know, it's not, let's just move on.
Yeah.
And that is just so obvious then that he is a constructed opposition, you know?
Mm.
Because how can you say a thing like that? being Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky should have been straight into 9/11 and digging deep into the truth, being one of the major people exposing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. And people like John Pilger, who are, you know, I've read his books. I thought he was a great, great man. And then suddenly he sort of stops when it gets to the nitty gritty.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I didn't know that about John Pilger, because I think he's been an absolutely amazing.
Same. But he didn't go any further with the, you know, he doesn't take it that step further. And he, it's obvious from what he writes, he knows.
But then, do you know, it's also, I know how, I mean, I know people in the CIA, I know assassins, and so I know how they can really get to you.
Right.
You know, it's not, and sometimes I can totally, you know, empathize, no, that's not the word, but...
Sympathize
with people in that, I mean, if they threaten to kill whatever in one of my loved ones, I would back off, you know, or things like that. So sometimes when it comes to like a man like John Pilger or the Swedish journalist, Lars Borgnäs, mm-hmm. incredible what they've done, absolutely mm-hmm. incredible. And then suddenly they shut down. I would say maybe they've been somehow threatened. And in that case, I'm just extremely grateful for all they've done.
Well, I am too, Ollie, but you know what? A threat is a threat of, you know, do it then. You know, a threat is an attack. And it really upsets me that people are upset by these threats, because our whole world is bloody threatened at the moment. We've got a possibility that our children, if it's not economical hell they're going to be living in the future, it's going to be, you know, environmental hell they live in the future. So, you know, let them fucking attack us. I mean, sorry to say it, but we got to be strong enough to be able to say, well, go on then, shoot. And therefore we need to shoot from the hip and keep telling the truth.
I agree. At the same time, it's one thing if they shoot at you, you know, I can handle that. But if they start going for people, which they do, they target people you love. You know, they just start one by one, or keep them, you know, keep your loved ones prisoners, torturing them. I mean, my God, they do awful things. So I'm just saying it's we can only speculate how.
Yeah, we just need to shout it from the rooftops all the time, all the time. I mean, SD in the chat box just put, what future? Well, I'm not sitting here doing this, SD, without thinking that maybe more people will be thinking and doing the same thing, so that we have a great place for our children to live in the future. That's what we're here for.
I tell you, I think it's just down the road. Give it a year and a half. I think we're beyond the tipping point. I am super positive, I tell you. I know that is not what it looks like. When you look through media and you look out there, it looks like absolute mayhem. My strong belief inside is that we are beyond the tipping point.
Well, that's great, and I hope so. I mean, Richard Colson says what if the threat is against your kids? I'm sorry, guys, and I have to put this straight to everybody. We're being attacked. We're being chemtrailed. The GM foods. Our children are being fucking abused daily.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why people think, oh, my children might get threatened. The whole fucking planet's threatened already. Time to take these buggers out. And I would like to take them out peacefully. I don't know about you guys. Now, a couple of lads in the chat room said, you know, I've got a rope. I think somebody said that earlier in there. Do you know? But we've got to face facts now, Ollie, haven't we? The fact is, we now all know about this. The talking stage you know, has to continue for other people to wake up, of course. So we're doing a job, I think, Ollie, okay? But the action has to happen now. We have to get 20,000 people together and go in and arrest the buggers that are doing the poisoning here in Ireland. We've got to do this stuff. Next step is that we've got to do this. Do we just sit back and talk about it? Do we just read it in a book later? You know, it's so wrong that we're allowing this to continue. If we know we've been fooled, okay, it's hard to deal with. Haven't we been silly? Haven't we been stupid? Well, fucking cop on and grow up. It's about time our species grew up. Sorry for that rant.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was beautifully put. It really is. No, but the thing is, you know, like, I've seen people die around me. I mean, it's not a game. It is. And it's just like you...
Yeah.
Every day that we allow this to continue, people are getting killed. People are in jails, totally innocent, rotting away. People are being sprayed with all of these things. The food is poisoned, the water, the air.
If somebody says to me, it is happening. If somebody says to me, oh, it looks like we've dropped, can you hear me, Ollie?
I can.
Yeah, it looks like we've dropped the stream and I don't know how that happened. I hope we're still on. Can you still hear us in the chat room? If you can still hear us in the chat room. Yeah, the radio's gone. I'm just going to stop it and start it straight away, okay?